everybody. Hope you're having a wonderful Friday. Getting ready for the holidays. We're doing that here on Civic Media. And of course, we've gone festive this year across the network from 6 p.m. on Christmas Eve throughout the entirety of Christmas Day. The News Talk Network will be playing your favorite Christmas classics. Aha! No political talk on the holidays this year. I think we're all breathing a sigh of relief about that. So you can tune in for a holiday special with Pete Schwabba. I love his show. He's got a show every night, covers entertainment again, not a lot of politics, good fun. But Pete's going to have a special show from 4 to 6 p.m. on Tuesday, December 24th on Christmas Eve. And then we've got the Christmas music for the next 24 hours again. So keep it locked in to the Civic Media Radio Network all throughout the holiday season for all your news, weather, and sports. And of course, that great Christmas music starting 6 p.m. on Christmas Eve through Christmas Day. We were just finishing up our conversation about Candy Cane Lane. Wanted to give you a couple more of the logistics. Then I'm going to get to those tips from the Better Business Bureau about gift cards during the holiday season. My name is Maggie Dawn. I'm your favorite lawyer, economist, and friend on the radio right here on Civic Media. You can find me every Monday through Friday from 2 to 4 p.m. Here is the exact whereabouts for Candy Cane Lane. It is in West Allis between South 92nd and 96th Streets and between West Montana and Oklahoma Avenues. Again, you just get off the expressway around West Allis and follow the lines of traffic. You will find it, but that is the particulars on that. Again, it is running now through December 25th. Again, hours 6 to 9 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 6 to 10 p.m. Fridays, 5 to 10 p.m. Saturdays, and 5 to 9 p.m. Sundays. There is no admission charge, though they do collect, again, for the MAC fund. That collection site is at 95th Street between Oklahoma and Manitoba. Of course, you can also donate online. That website is CandyCaneLaneWI.com. Again, that's CandyCaneLaneWI.com. And for your little ones, not to worry, they do give out free candy by volunteers every night. So go ahead and check out that fun Candy Cane Lane in Wisconsin's very own West Allis, little burg just to the west of Milwaukee. I'll be checking it out. Again, happy holidays to you all. I still have some gift giving to do this season. I don't know about you all, getting a little stressed. We're down to the wire. But here are the tips from the Better Business Bureau about purchasing gift cards. First of all, check for tampering with the stickers that cover the barcodes on the gift cards. Really critical. Run your finger over the back to check whether a sticker has been applied over the barcode. Scammers sometimes tamper with those in-store gift cards by like adding barcode stickers over the real barcode. There's fraudulent barcodes. So just check that out carefully. That's tip one. Tip two, inspect the packaging. No matter where the gift cards are displayed in the store, sometimes thieves remove them from the display rack, record the numbers associated with that card, including the activation pin. So inspect the packaging, make sure that it is intact. Look carefully at the packaging for any tears or wrinkles or other indications of tampering, and make sure that you can see whether or not the pin or the barcode on the gift card is exposed. If anything looks suspicious, just get a different card and let the store's customer service know about that. You can purchase gift cards online, but use caution. It may be safer, but again, watch out for ads that promote these things on your social media networks. Stay away from that. You can always look for the Better Business Bureau seal or search the business at BBB.org to see if it is a trustworthy retailer. Make sure you know how the card needs to be used. Is there an expiration date? Right? The terms and condition, the T's and C's here are often very important. Be wary of websites that offer to check your gift card balance. Yeah, probably not going to want to do that. Actually, go to the retail and register your gift card. register your gift card. If the retailer offers that option, do take full advantage. That makes it easier to protect the balance. You can report stolen funds sooner, et cetera, et cetera. For more holiday shopping tips, you're going to want to go to Triple B Online Shopping HQ, or just Google that, the Better Business Bureau, BBB Online Shopping. Here is the website for that. All of your questions answered about avoiding scams this holiday season. It's bbb.org/all/online-shopping. Again, that's bbb.org/all/online-shopping. Up next, we're going to be joined by Dan Schaefer. He's going to have his naughty and nice list for 2024. We're also going to talk to political editor Dan Schaefer about his wish list for 2025. What do you hope to see in 2025? You know, it's been a wee bit of a rough year for all of us, I think, no matter which side of the bread you butter it on. And I think we're all looking forward to 2025. We'll check out what Dan's wish list is. Of course, also this afternoon, we have one of my favorite segments, Terry Barr from Civic Media. We're going to talk about what's new, good, local, and overlooked in Wisconsin. Maybe have a little holiday convo with Terry. Love all of that. And last but not least, make sure that you've got that Civic Media app downloaded, because coming up at 4 o'clock, it is the last day, folks, for Civic Media's Grown-Up Gift List Text to Win contest. Last day today. And the 4 o'clock hour is the last hour on the last day for you to qualify to win in the 4 o'clock hour, either $100 of cold hard cash or, of course, an overnight stay at the Chula Vista, and get entered to win one of our 8 grand prizes. Those are grown-up gifts like humidifiers, robot vacuums, luggage, espresso makers, all those fun things. That is all coming up. Keep it locked right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Maggie Dawn. We'll be back in just a moment.